Hello, this is Jasmine Rice with Good Things Are Gonna Come, and today's episode is Don't Let Fear Stop You. I'll start with a quote. Being brave isn't the absence of fear. Being brave is having that fear, but finding a way through it. Maya Angelou. So let me ask you a question. Do you remember your first kiss? I mean, sweaty palms, your heart's racing, butterflies. Unless you have philomophobia, which is the fear of kissing, then somehow you manage to push past that fear and go for it. It was probably one of the scariest things you've ever done, but you did it. Yet, no one ever asks, how did you get over that fear of going in for your first kiss? When you experience strong emotions, such as fear, your adrenal glands, they release adrenaline into the bloodstream, and that causes a sequence of biological reactions in your body. So adrenaline brings about that fight or flight response you hear about. Your heart rate increases, muscle tenses, your breathing speeds up. It increases blood and oxygen flow to your muscles and your organs. It restricts blood flow in some areas and dilates your pupils. So external fear and internal fear, what are the differences? External fear is defined by fear or anxiety that's caused by an outside source. So an example of this could be fear of heights, a fear of spiders, or the fear of the ocean. And when a person is faced with a situation that exposes them to an external fear, they can experience discomfort and anxiety. Now, an internal fear. Internal fears are usually associated with low levels of self-worth. People who experience anxiety from internal fears typically have low levels of self-confidence or self-esteem. An example of an internal fear is doubting your capability to accomplish something or questioning your talents or value. So let's think back to that first kiss again. You might have asked yourself, am I going to do it right? Oh my God, does my breath stink? What if they stick their tongue in my mouth? So in order to overcome internal fears, it's important to build up your confidence and self-esteem. And once you recognize your internal fears, you can start to build yourself up and face those anxieties head on. And it's not easy. It's not easy to do, since confronting your fears can actually produce a lot of anxiety. You will have to stay in that feared situation and stay with that heightened fear response until it begins to subside, which it eventually will. Confronting your fears instead of backing down can bring about a sense of accomplishment and empowerment. Like, I did it. I went in for that kiss. Every time you confront your fear, you gain power and your anxiety loses strength. Every time you confront your fear, you prove to yourself you have the capability to cope. So what are some of these fears that we face? Well, the first one, fear of failure. You're afraid to try something new. You're afraid to step out of your comfort zone. Failure has such a negative connotation, but failing at something is really an opportunity to learn from your experiences, to grow, to try again. Thomas Edison said, "I have not failed. I have just found 10,000 ways that won't work." The second fear, fear of not being accepted. We fear being rejected. We fear not fitting in. Working on your relationship with yourself, loving yourself, and being happy with who you are helps give you that confidence and self-esteem to say, hey, this is me, and I'm amazing, and not everybody's gonna like you, and that's okay. The third, fear of judgment. People will judge you. That's just life. And let them. Be you and be proud. You cannot control other people. If you are happy with your choices, you are being authentic and you're being a kind person, then dance like no one's watching or like someone's watching, but don't care. It's your life, not theirs. Fear of the unknown. None of us can predict the future or see what life is going to look like in the next 5 years. What has COVID-19 done to us? It's caused us to live in fear of the unknown with increased anxiety. But letting the fear of the unknown keep your senses heightened, it can be beneficial at times. But letting it consume you is unhealthy. So fear can motivate you to be brave and try things you never would try. Say things to your boss you never dreamed of. Lean in for that kiss. Or move on to that next unknown chapter in your life. So let fear encourage you to try those things that you were always too afraid to try. Let fear help you achieve things that you thought were impossible. Don't let fear rule you. Don't let it hold you back. Let it be your guide. You didn't let the fear of that first kiss stop you. You were scared, but you leaned in and you went for it. So today I challenge you, take a step forward, lean in, and kiss the world. To learn more about working with me, visit my website at goodthingsaregonnacome.com. And remember, you got this.